Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Bonnie James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Brian. What's up?
Yo, man, I brought my guitar, man.
Okay, Sinbad.
Can I play? Can I play some? I'm going to play anyway, all right?
Okay.
Huh?
What?
I'm going to do it again. Watch this.
All right.
That's all I got, man.
Woo.
That's all I got.
That's hot.
Huh. All right.
Later.
I want more money.
All right now. This is how we do it, y'all. Now let's feel it. Come on.
my back. I need a ride home, y'all. Somebody. I brought my bike. This is fun, but I need $25.
I love that. Sinbad is crazy. That was Feeling It by Chuck Brown with Sinbad doing some impromptu vocals there from Brian Culberson's brand new CD 12. I used to call him my favorite smooth jazz artist. Now he's just my favorite artist. This highly anticipated CD drops tomorrow, and we welcome Brian back to talk about it. Brian Culberson, welcome back to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Well, hello there. Glad to be
What's up, B? How are you doing, B?
I'm doing great.
Good. You got your BC Teeny in hand?
Oh, I'm drinking.
All right now.
I'm celebrating.
All right now.
You with me?
I'm with you.
We are with you.
Nice.
The chat room is filling up fast. We have 26 people in the chat room already.
Holy cow.
The phone number is 646-716-5485. 646-716-5485 to call in and talk to Brian. You can join us in the chat room by going to talkingsmoothjazz.com and clicking on the radio show page and then the play chat button underneath Brian's name. We are also celebrating the release of 12 with the official BC 12 martini that Brian is going to declare on this show, the official drink for BC 12.
That's right.
So let's start off by lifting our glasses and saying congratulations to Brian. Congratulations, Brian.
Aww.
Congratulations, Brian.
Thank you, guys. Yeah.
All right. Okay, now who's on the phone? Area code. Who's on the phone? Oh. 31
I didn't know you could hear me. Oops. Tamara Collins.
What's up, Tamara?
Hi.
Hey, Tamara.
I got online, so hey. I have my BC Teeny in hand. Congratulations.
Nice.
All righty. All right. Now, I like to ask people to post questions in the chat room, but it's going by so fast, I will probably miss your question. So if you have a question, please call in with your question because it's moving so fast, I probably will miss it. All right. Oh, my God, Brian, I'm so excited to have you back on.
Well, it's good to be here. It's been about a year, huh? Or is it longer?
Yeah. The last time I talked to you was December.
It
was about the Christmas CD.
Wow. Well, here we are.
Yeah, I was in 08, yeah.
2010.
There you go,
it's
and number 12.
Time.
Yeah, at number 12. So yes. Congratulations on this new CD.
Well, thanks. I mean, I got to tell you, I'm so excited about this. There's been so many really amazing things happening surrounding this record, stuff that I've never been a part of before, you know, especially with the Skies Wide Open doing so well at Urban AC Radio, you know. We went and did hung out at the BET Awards. I got, stuff is in Essence Magazine. I'm doing interviews with Jet and Ebony next week. I mean, I got all kind of different things, you know, jumping off. So I'm real excited, and I want to thank all of you guys for, supporting it and being right there with me. So thank you.
Well, you know how I feel about you, Brian. So it's a no-brainer for me. I love it. Okay, let's get to the phones. I have two calls holding already, so let's go ahead and take those.
Okay.
Area code 614. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello, Talking Smooth Jazz. Hello, Mr. Culbertson. How are you doing?
Hey, great.
Cool, man. This is Keith. I'm a sax player in Columbus. How the heck are you?
I'm great. Right, how you doing?
I'm cool. Brian, I've actually met you a bunch of times on a bunch of different cruises and stuff we've been on. So I just wanted to say
cool.
A quick hey.
All right.
So I got a question for you, man, and
sure.
I hope this ties in with your record. Who's playing in your band now, and are those same guys going to be touring supporting?
Yeah, my band members have the same drummer, Chris Mescal, Eddie Miller on keyboards and vocals. Marquell Jordan on sax and vocals, Michael Stever on trumpet and keyboards, and then a couple new guys in the band on guitar and vocals, this guy Jerry Johnson from Chicago, who actually used to play with me about 10 years ago. He's back in the band, so I'm glad to be back with him. And then I got a brand new bass player. He is amazing, Nathaniel Kearney Jr. He just moved to L.A. from North Carolina. Over the past 4 years, he was musical director and bass player for Kurt Carr. doing the gospel circuit. So he's now out in L.A. playing with me, and he is phenomenal. So great group of guys, and like I said, we've done a few gigs so far, but the majority of the dates we're going to be starting in September. We're going to be all over the place. So I hope to see you in Ohio.
Cool. Well, that's groovy, man. Hey, is your dad going to be playing then?
My dad's not out on this tour, but I'm sure he'll make an appearance at some point. So I'll let you know.
All right.
Thank you, fellas.
You got
it. All right. Thanks for calling. All right. Next caller. Area code. Oh. Okay, hold on. I'm trying to get her. Okay, area code 325. Trying to bring you. There you go. Area code 325. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello. What's up, Brian?
How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm good.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Brownwood, Texas.
Oh, okay.
And what's your name?
Bobby Lee.
Okay.
Bobby. All right.
You answered me back on a few tweets I sent you.
Oh, cool. Man, I'm all over Twitter.
Yes, you are.
I'm crazy. I'm addicted. Nuts, man.
I just want to tell you, man, I appreciate, everything you do. You inspire me. I'm an independent artist myself. Of course, I'm not going to do any kind of plug-ins or anything. This is your moment. And
All good.
Congratulations,
man,
on the 12th album, man.
Oh, thank you.
I just love your sound. I to be honest, I hadn't really heard about you all my jazz, Love and Life, but I think the CD that turned me on to you was It's On Tonight. And so anytime I hear a CD, go back and do some research.
Ah, okay.
And, because if you never heard it, it's new to you. Or you might have heard that song before and said, I wonder who that was.
And didn't realize, right.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. And, you kind of hone in on your own style and everything. And I appreciate those video blogs, too, because it's like, oh, man, this guy kind of creates the way, we all do. We're all amazed at certain chords and notes.
Yep.
How things are grooving. So,
well, that was fun to do, definitely.
Yeah. So.
And thanks for tuning in for those. I know, a lot of people were checking those out, and I just thought it'd be cool to do something different and lift the curtain, if you will, behind the recording process. Because most people, if you're not a musician or haven't been around or in a studio before, you have really no idea of how a record's really put together. You just hear the finished product, on the radio or on a CD. So I thought it'd be cool to let people just, sort of in on, how we do it a little bit. So why not? We got
cool.
The technologies now with the YouTubes and all this stuff. So I think it's a great tool that we have as musicians and as artists to connect to people more directly. And I've been getting some great feedback from everybody, and I definitely plan to continue doing that from now on. So
yeah, that's
there
a
you
good
have
thing.
It. So I appreciate
mm-hmm.
it.
Yeah. All right. Hey, great talking to you, bro.
Hey, you too.
All right.
Man.
Thanks for calling, Bobby.
All right. We'll talk
all right.
To you.
Okay. Bye bye. All right. Next caller.
Yep. So you got another
area, one? Yes, two more. Area code 203. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hi, how are you?
Good,
hello.
How are you?
Good, thanks. Calling from Connecticut. Louise.
Louise, welcome, Louise.
Thank you. Hi, Brian, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Great, thanks.
Good,
Brian,
good.
When are you coming back east?
I'm going to be there in September. I have a bunch of dates already scheduled there, and we're going to fill them in with lots of other things, and I think you'll be happy. I just can't say anything right now.
Don't. That's okay. Facebook me.
Oh, yeah. Trust me, as soon as everything gets, nailed down and signed and the whole thing, I'll be posting everything up there. But
awesome.
Basically look around the middle of September. I'm doing dates in already confirmed in New York, Philly, Harrisburg, D.C., area. It'll be
excellent.
I'll hopefully be up your way right around there. So
yeah,
and,
I caught
all
you
over
a couple
the East
of
Coast.
Actually, I caught you a couple of times when you were at Southern Connecticut University.
Oh, yeah,
you,
John Lyman Center. Yeah, that was a great place.
Yeah, at the Lyman. Those, you know, great venue because it was
of course,
nice and close. And we got up close.
I hope to be there. Actually, I'm trying to get back there next summer. So, I'll be hopefully in Connecticut in September somewhere.
Terrific. Well, you're amazing. And I love the fact, I mean, like the funk was fantastic. That was a nice change up, and I loved it.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I mean, I like to always kind of morph with whatever I'm feeling at the time. So this record is definitely more kind of R&B driven.
Yeah, I noticed that. It's fantastic,
cool.
As always. So.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, great. Well, hope to catch you on the East Coast real soon. So September, I'm waiting.
I'll be there. Okay,
thanks,
see
Brian. Great talking to you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for calling, Louise.
Thank you. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, I have three more calls, Brian.
Okay,
area code 216, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hey, Terry.
Hi, who's this?
This is Antoine.
Oh, what's going on, Antoine?
Oh, nothing. You know, I had to call in. It's Brian Corbison.
How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
Cool.
What's happening? I'm very happy to hear that you're coming to Ohio. You know, I might be able to get to see you live now.
Okay.
And that's a good thing. And I'm definitely going to be getting that CD because I got all the rest of them anyway, so I might as well add on to the collection.
Might as well.
Okay. All right, man. Thanks.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I just wanted to make sure I called in and talk to you. But I'll be on my way now, so I won't be holding you up.
All right, man. We'll see you in Ohio.
All right.
Be there in the fall.
All right.
See you. Right.
Yeah. Thanks, Antoine.
That was Antoine Smith, 17-year-old keyboardist from Ohio.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. I have another call here. I'm sorry, Mike, but they just keep coming in.
Okay, look cool.
Oh, they just keep coming in. Let's see. It's area code, let me bring on 210. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello, guys.
Hello.
David Gonzalez from San Antonio.
Hi,
oh,
David.
Hey, there.
Hey, Brian, how's it going?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Well, I'm another one of a young guy. I'm 17 years old and actually a young entrepreneur. I'm starting my own smooth jazz radio station here in a couple weeks and called Smooth Wave Radio. And I tweet you every now and then see what's up. But just wanted to congratulate you on this 12 CD. I mean, it's been a long, I guess, 6-7 months ever since you did the video blogs.
Yeah,
and,
I started that
man,
in January.
yeah, you started that in January, and you know, it's like, you know, it's finally here. I can't wait till it comes out tomorrow. I pre-ordered it the other day, so
wonderful.
I should be getting it any time now. So
yes, you will.
Man, it's awesome. You're my favorite, and we love you down here in San Antonio, and hopefully we'll get you down here in SA one day.
I hope so. I've played there twice before, but it's been a while, so hopefully I'll make it back.
Yeah, I heard like 4 or 5 years. I don't know. I'm new to the smooth jazz stuff, but
if not San Antonio, I'm going to be hopefully around the rest of Texas, like Austin, Dallas, Houston, and El Paso as well, so I don't know if that's any of those is at all.
I knew you were in Houston last year. You did House of Blues, I think.
Yeah. I'll be letting everybody know on Twitter, Facebook, what's going on. So hopefully I'll make
man.
It somewhere
cool.
close to you. We'll hang out.
Well, cool, man. I was trying to keep it, try to get in touch with you sometime, but I guess this is time. But I'll let you know about this radio station I'm starting. It's hopefully getting big.
All right.
So,
well, good luck with that.
Yeah.
Well, all right,
man.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for calling.
All right, thank you. Thank you.
All right.
See ya.
Okay. I got to get to some music, but I don't want to keep these callers holding. Area code 609, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hey, BC, it's MJ from New Jersey.
What's happening?
What's up, MJ?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Everybody
right.
in the chat room is awesome. They just are. They just cannot wait to get to hear this CD. I just got it today. I've been listening to it for, I can't tell you, 3 hours.
Oh, my God.
Picking it apart and trying to make sure I don't miss all the nuances that you throw in there that are just absolutely incredible. I want to thank you for something first.
Okay.
I want to thank you for being the person you are to your fans.
Oh.
When we come to your show, we know that we're going to feel important, and
mm-hmm.
you always make an extra special effort to take that time, and I think the fans out there can agree with me that when we leave there, we know that you, no matter how exhausted you are, you come off the stage, you just give your 100, 200%. We feel that we just are a part of it. So I want to thank you for that.
I do it for you guys, you know.
That's
what drives me. And people are always asking me, where do you get your energy from, you know? And I'm like,
well, I know,
well,
that's from the espresso, so we already know that.
Oh, come on now. No,
and
I mean,
whole food and eating well, taking care of yourself.
But for real, I mean, I really do get, you know, the energy from the crowd out there. It's the combo of the music and the audience reaction. It's like, you know, I couldn't do it without you
mm-hmm.
Being there and supporting. And so, you know, I feel like, you know, we're just a big family now, you know.
That's
awesome.
That is so special. So, and my second question now has to do with the CD.
Yeah.
Excellent CD.
Thank you.
Very well put together. Flows really nice. It tells us the story. I love the beginning. It just took me for hit
nah.
me. I was in the kitchen. I came out and said, "What?"
What?
I know. I love it too. I love it too.
It's
That's
a surprise.
I
didn't give
it's
that up on any
nice.
Of the video blogs, as you. As
no,
you know.
No, absolutely not. I want to especially hit on number 8, Forever.
Oh, yes.
The influence of that song, I have to say, it was extremely emotional, extremely touching. I want to know where that came from. I see that, you know, Sheldon was on there with you
yes.
writing, I assume.
Yeah. Yes.
Beautiful. Beautiful moment. Beautiful moment coming after Skies Wide Open. Very nicely put right there.
Oh, thank you.
How did you come up with that, and why did you put it right there?
Well, the song originated with actually Sheldon came over, and we decided to write a song that day with just the acoustic grand piano, and he picked up my acoustic guitar, which typically, you know, I don't write like that every day.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, I'm, you know, in front of the computer getting grooves going and all that. But now and then, I love just to sit down at the grand piano and see what comes out. So he started playing like 2 or 3 chords, those first 3 chords. And then he went somewhere else, and I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. Let's play those 3 chords over and over. And then and all of a sudden, instantly, I heard that melody. Boom. I don't know. It just hit me. Instantly, and that song wrote itself in less than an hour. We just sort of just almost just, we're like just playing it live as it came out. It was really one of those special moments, and I can't even explain how those happened, but it really happened. We were both sitting there. It was had the lights turned down, and it was just we kind of had a moment to ourselves too. And Sheldon was. Really, he got a little emotional as well, you know, because he actually lost his mother,
yes,
not too long ago, and
mm-hmm.
so you know he was thinking about her, and
yeah.
you know, so there was a lot of emotions going on in the room when we were writing that song, and
definitely comes through. It's just a beautiful, beautiful moment right there.
Oh, thank you.
In the middle of the CD, I just love it. So I don't want to hold you up. There's a lot of people that want to talk to you. Thank you so much. I can't wait for you to get out on the road. And your band that you have is just smoking, cooking. They just look so happy out there.
There's a hat fire. That's what it is, hat fire.
You're not kidding. And I am up to 3 BC teenies and a half a sidecar.
Hello.
Hello.
Sidecar.
Okay, well, listen, thank you so much for talking.
Okay, MJ, see ya.
And much success to you. Much success, okay?
All right.
All right, MJ. Take it easy, MJ.
All right, bye-bye. All right.
Bye-bye. Oh, that's too funny.
And a sidecar. I got to tell you, side note here. I'd first discovered the sidecar. I was in, had finished playing at the Berks Jazz Fest in March, and we was hanging out with Eric Darius was around, and we went out to this restaurant. He's like, oh, man, you got to get a Hennessy sidecar. I'm like, what is that? He's like, trust me, it'll change your life. So we were like, oh, yeah, it was fantastic. But tonight is the martini time. So anyway, back to you guys. What's next?
Well, I just wanted to ask you real fast if we get another call in.
Yeah.
You're experiencing, you know, getting played on the links of the AC urban stations. Like
yeah.
In D.C., you get played on 96.3. Now, you even did the BT radio tour, like you were saying earlier. Now,
yeah.
Have you experienced a new audience coming to you and saying, hey, you know, I never heard of you, or, hey, you know, I like your sound, I like what you're doing with Javon, Faith,
oh,
and all these guys. You know, and are you getting a new audience as well with the CD?
Totally new audience, yeah. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, any artist, no matter what you do, you know, you're not going to reach the entire world, you know. So, you know, I've had my audience that I've had over the years, but doing this record and, like I said, the tune with Avant doing so well at a different, totally different radio format that I used to usually get played on, you know, definitely opens you up to a wider audience and a whole new sector of people checking this record out. And I think it's fantastic, you know?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And we just cut a music video for it, too, which should be coming out. I think we're working on some sort of premiere on somewhere, but I'll let you know about that, too.
Oh,
that turned out really well.
Cool.
Who knows what's going
to
happen after that?
Right. Well, sure. That's Rachel. Now, did you guys set up to have Skyblood open to be primarily played on AC Urban Radio, and then you come out with the Smooth Jazz single, That's Life, with Earl Poole? And did you do that purposely to put those two singles on different formatted stations like that?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Because, I mean, really, both formats play different kind of music. So, you know, Urban AC is not going to play the tune featuring Earl Klug. And vice versa. You know, Smooth Jazz is not going to play Skies Wide Open.
Mm-hmm.
So, really, you know, to get play it on both formats, you got to go with two different songs. And that's something I've never done before. But my label was like, hey, we think we can go for it. So they went for two singles at the same time. I'm like, great. I'll take it.
All right, that works. And
it's
listen,
exciting.
I will play both songs on the Jazz Queen show. So,
well,
that
hey,
works. Yeah,
and feeling it.
Okay, and feeling it. Exactly.
Put that one in there too.
Yeah.
Okay, we have two more calls, and then I'm going to get to some music because I want to play as much music as I can.
Okay.
So the next caller is 360. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Oh my God, it's me.
Hello. Who's me?
Hi, this is Muse. Is it normal to have your ears burning after drinking a whole bunch of these VC teenies? Because they're like really
aren't they
red.
Good? They
and
are so
like,
good. Aren't they good?
I'm like, sorry,
now,
you guys
you post?
Tell me right in the middle of mixing another batch.
Wow. All right. Who posted the actual recipe and where is it posted? I want to make sure the, you know.
You need an R next to it. You know, Reg, we need to trademark that one, Brian.
Okay.
I posted the recipe. I got it from the first video chat that you did. You mentioned it in the first video chat. So you said 3 ounces of vodka and 1 ounce each of amaretto, Contro, and black cherry juice.
Ooh. That's going to light you on fire.
Look, I'm feeling no pain right now. How about that?
Yeah, no pain. Yes, and my ears are burning. It's like, my ears are all red and burning.
Yeah, but it's good, though, ain't it?
Yes,
sure.
I was 2 hours early. I thought, I'm sorry. Okay, let me stop because I forgot I'm on the air here. Let me be smart. Okay. I want to thank you very much. I was your stalker at NAMM, and you were very kind to me, so thank you very much, Brian.
Wow.
Actually, what I wanted to say is I think of And I'm not a music. I have no music in my background. I know nothing about music. So just, you know, just hear me out.
Okay.
But when I think of Brian Culbertson, I immediately go, Brian Culbertson, funk. Brian Culbertson, funk. Funk, funky. And you're great. I love it.
All right.
But this CD, it's like, and I think Mike was like reading my mail because he kind of, you know, tapped in on that question. This CD hits genre after genre. It like goes all over the board.
Yep.
All over the board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, and I have this issue with, no offense to anybody with smooth jazz, but I just see you as like, get you out of that box and put you out there, and this CD does it. I don't.
Oh.
Maybe
well,
the teenies, but, you know.
Hey. I mean, I think, you know, you hit on something. A lot of people get, you know, as you know, kind of pigeonholed into one specific genre or box or whatever you want to call
right.
it.
Right.
And they don't realize, you know, you as an artist or a songwriter or whatever, you know, might be able to do multiple different genres. And, you know, my background is I came from doing jingles. And I got to tell you, doing jingles, we literally had to do every kind of genre ever, you know, from classical to rap to big band to polkas to everything. So, you know, I mean, I've literally kind of done it all. But, you know, typically in my, you know, my records, it's been more in the quote-unquote, you know, contemporary jazz or smooth jazz genre. But I was like, you know what, let me just stretch out a little bit more on this and just experiment more because, you know, I've done 11 projects. What more can you do there? You know, let's move on and get creative and try some other things and hopefully reach
which
other people.
Which you did in this CD, and I'm interrupting you, and that's not polite, but it's your teenies doing it. So
hey,
blame them.
All good.
So how does that make, I guess I'm going to, you know, so how does that make you feel as an artist who has been in that box? Now you've broken the box open and you are being exposed, you know, as you said, you went to the BET Awards, you know,
yeah.
You're being on pop, you know, all over the place
yeah.
versus that, you know, the label of smooth jazz. I don't know
right.
if I'm making sense. You guys can hang up on me. It wouldn't be the first time.
I mean, you know, it feels great. You know, why not? We got to try.
Uh-huh.
You know, I just don't feel like I want to just coast and be on that plateau. I'm always striving to get better, challenge myself as an artist, as a musician, as a songwriter, as a producer, to grow and evolve and change with the times and just try to be current. And hopefully, you know, my fan base will go with me and then get some more people along the way. So I'm just having a good time and enjoying myself. That's what I
well, we love
that's what
it.
I try
I
to
want,
do.
I don't want to hold up the room because they're all laughing at me now. But anyway, I'll stop stalking you. But I'll see you at NAMM next year. And
you got it.
I'll be your
oh
okay,
boy.
Thank you guys. Let's
oh
all right.
Gosh. You are
have
crazy.
A good night.
I have music.
That's where you have some of the craziest fans.
Did oh we all there?
You have some of the craziest fans. I got to say
crazy.
That, man.
Goodness
okay, crazy.
One more call
oh,
and
yeah.
then we're going to music. One more call and we're going to music.
All
area
right.
code 678. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hi, this is Unique.
Hey,
hi, Unique.
How are you doing?
Hello. I'm good.
Thank
oh,
you for
good.
Holding.
Did you recover
oh,
from the Jazz Fest West?
Oh,
I
my
did.
Gosh. A bazillion
it was
degrees
so hot.
Was hot.
It was very hot, but we had a great time out there, didn't we?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. That's what I've been meaning to ask you about your performance on Saturday.
Okay.
The way you handle your keyboards, oh, my God. I'm like, do I need to run up there and rescue it? I mean, have you ever broken one of those things?
Yes.
And I remember when Brian did a show here in Vegas. He broke a key. It just split in half.
Yeah, I broke a key
oh,
in
really?
Half once in Vegas. Yeah.
Yeah.
In D.C. once I knocked it off the stand. It fell down on the ground.
Oh my God.
That was crazy. The backline company, the company that provides the equipment, had a heart attack on that one. but I was like, hey, well, you know, you should have brought a more hefty stand. Oh well.
I mean, do you have a nickname for any of these keyboards? Or, I mean, because on that slow number, you started caressing it and making love to it, and then, you know, you just wiped all the women out. You know, they forgot they were with their husbands and boyfriends.
You know.
I mean, BC was grinding on the stage, okay?
Yeah. He makes love to the keyboard. Yes, he does.
I really don't know what happens up there. It's just, you know, it's something comes over me. I can't help myself.
I mean, because you're kind of like Batman. You know, you have two personas, you know, on stage you're like Batman, and then off stage you're like Bruce Wayne. Real cool.
Oh, okay.
mm-hmm. So you're a superhero.
Right.
All
right. right on.
But I loved the performance on Saturday. You rocked it. You know, it was just the best performance. I don't know if you have any more left. Well, you probably do. Because, you know, you recharge when you go into the Batcave. And so you got some more for this weekend. I think you got another show coming up.
I got a show on Thursday in Chicago, one in Winter Park, Colorado, the Winter Park Jazz Fest on next Saturday.
Nice. Nice.
And then Temecula at the Thornton Winery on Sunday, the 25th. So lots going on. Yeah,
and
Chicago,
I know you're
going to
kill them when you get home. Oh, yeah, when you get home, you're going to rock them.
L.A. or where?
Chicago.
Oh, Chicago, of course. Well, actually, that event is it's really cool. It's I don't know if you've heard of Dedry Jones, but once a month he does something called a music experience. And basically he hosts kind of CD release events for all the major urban artists out there. I mean, he's done, you know, Alicia Keys, Usher, Whitney Houston, everybody, and we sent him this record, and I was really flattered. He invited me to be a part of this month's music experience with them.
Mm-hmm.
So what's really cool is it's kind of a Q&A mostly. We're just talking and talking about things, and then we do a little, mini little performance, kind of an unplugged acoustic set, and Avant is coming in. We're gonna do Skies Wide Open together, and I'm going to have a couple of my other guys from the band. But and then we do a CD signing. Everyone that comes to the show gets a free CD.
Oh, nice!
Yeah, it's a really cool event. I'm definitely happy that I was invited. So, if you're in the Chicago area, come on out Thursday night. It's at the Harold Washington Cultural Center Thursday night. So, anyway,
beautiful.
All right.
Well, thank
all
you
right.
so much, B.
All right, Unique. Thanks for calling in.
Yes, okay, thanks for calling in.
Okay, Terry, you have a good one.
You too. All right, bye-bye.
Music?
Okay. Brian, before we get to the music, I need you to declare the BC Teeny, the official martini for BC 12.
Oh, well, yes. I mean, the BC Teeny is definitely the official martini of BC 12.
All right, it has been declared, and
it is
official. All righty. Okay.
Now, what's your vodka of choice? Belvedere, Grey Goose, Kettle One, what are we talking?
I like Grey Goose.
All right, don't say Gordon's. That's what I drank in college, $4.99. That ain't happening. Okay, never mind, sorry.
$4.99. Wow.
It's crazy.
Okay, next song. I'm just going to go down the line. Number two, Another Love.
Number two, Another Love, features Kenny Lattimore, amazing singer. I love his voice. I've been a huge fan of his. Obviously worked with him before. And, man, he's just one of a kind.
All right. This is Another Love, and 12 drops tomorrow. If you have not pre-ordered your – can they still pre-order a copy, their CD?
They can pre-order. Special price ends at midnight tonight.
Okay.
So it's still $9.99 on my website. Otherwise, tomorrow goes up to $11.99. So.
Okay. Well,
you
want to get your pre-orders in tonight. All right. This is Another Love.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yes, it's so good, so good. I love the mix of R&B and smooth jazz. It's perfect. It's perfect, Brian.
Oh, thank you.
Perfect.
And Brian, I wanted to ask you something real quick because
yeah.
I've seen Carol Lattimore, Avant, Faith Evans, these singers. You've already worked with Ken before, but Avant and Faith Evans, these were two artists that were kind of stumbled upon because Rex Rao and Chucky Thompson kind of helped put this together with introducing us to these two artists as far as smooth jazz people.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Avant, though, he had the big hit Sailing.
Right.
Well,
I mean, as far as, you know, you didn't plan on them being on the CD, but by them, you know, Chucky introduced you to
Chucky introduced Faith.
Okay, Faith, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Avant, actually, we reached out to directly.
Oh, okay.
He was a name that came up early on that we thought would be really cool to work with. So my label, my management, everybody around were like, yeah, let's call Avant. So, you know, they called, my manager called up his guy, and, you know, they hooked it up. So it was sweet. And turns out Avant just recently signed with my label. So we are now label mates, both on Verve.
Oh, cool.
Universal. So it's really worked out because we've been doing a lot of promotions together. So my label and his label now are, you know, really happy. Obviously, we did the video together, so it's been a really good match, you know, us two hooking up. And obviously, everyone's enjoying it, so it's been a good time.
I want to talk to you about that video, too.
Yeah.
We have another caller, right? Let me
did
take
you see
this
the behind
call.
The scenes?
No, no.
Oh, yeah, every day we've been posting little videos on my website during the what we call 12 days of 12.
Mm-hmm.
On Wednesday, this past Wednesday, that was the first day of 12 days of 12, we call it. And every day I've been posting a podcast talking about each song in depth, the recording process, how it came together, and also a video, a different video posted every day. And a couple days ago, I think we posted one about the behind-the-scenes making of the video for that. And you can check out all the previous videos and podcasts on my videos page on the website, which is briancolbertson.com. So there you go.
All right. Okay, we have a phone. Let's go back to the phones. This is a Skype caller. Caller, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hi.
What's your name?
My name is Barbara Schultz. I'm a big fan of Brian's.
Hey, Barbara.
Hey, what I want to know is, how do you keep your energy level up with the touring and the interviews and you're doing things for the children? How do you do that? You are so busy.
Yeah. It's definitely a lot, and, you know, I think it's about, you know, for me, eating right and just trying to really stay focused. You know, I just love doing what I do so much.
Okay.
That I don't know, I have this drive inside of me. I just don't want to do anything else. A few years ago, I gave up my television.
Oh,
I don't
okay.
even watch TV. I don't watch TV. I noticed when I would sit down and watch TV for a while, it would suck energy out of me.
Right. That's true.
And after, you know, sitting down and watching a show for a couple hours, I'd be like, oh, I just feel lethargic and then never wanted to do anything else. So I was like, you know what? This is not happening for me. Canceled my service. Cable provider thought I was crazy. Like, what's the matter? What do you mean you're canceling your service? What's the matter with you? What kind of person are you? So, you know, I was like, you know, I'm not really feeling it. I think you should cancel your service too, sir. I tried to talk the guy into canceling his own. Yeah, that didn't work. Anyway, when I did that, I really just started concentrating and working all day long until I got tired and then went to sleep and then started it again the next morning. And I don't know why. I've just had more energy after that and eating well and, you know, drinking as much water and espresso and martini as possible.
Right. I saw the preview of the video.
Oh, yeah.
And on your website, and I cannot wait to see it.
Oh, yes.
And
it,
I'm waiting
it turned
on
out
my,
really well.
I'm waiting on my deluxe package to come in the mail.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be any day now.
Yes. I can't wait.
They sent out. Where do you live?
In York, South Carolina.
Ah, nice.
A long way from you.
All right. Well, yeah, I know the packages went out late last week, so it might take a little minute to get out to you, but because they're sent from L.A., but you'll get it soon, I promise.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, thanks
for
calling
in. It was so nice talking to you.
All right,
I'm so excited now. You know, I am so excited. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in, Barbara.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, one more call, then we're going back to music.
All right.
Oatmeal, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello, Brian.
Hello there.
My name is Darren. I live in Pittsburgh.
Hey.
When are you coming to this area? We'd love to see you down here.
You know, I would love to get back there. I was there last year. I played at the Mellon Arena. I did a show there opening for Barry Manilow. That was one of our arena shows I did with Barry. But unfortunately, it's been hard to get back there to do my own show due to, you know, lack of promotion and stuff is like not having a jazz station there or a promoter that lives there willing to, you know, take chances on bringing quote unquote new artists into different markets than I'd normally play. You know, it's kind of a tricky thing that I have to deal with.
A smaller venue like the Benedum or the Heinz Hall.
I mean, you know, unfortunately, I can't just call up the hall and say, hey, I'm going to come in next week. And, you know what I mean? It's like it gets really difficult and kind of complicated on how all these shows work. There's a lot of wheels that have to start turning in order for it to make sense. You know, there has to be a certain amount of demand. And, okay, well, what do the ticket prices go for in this particular city? It all has to do with supply and demand. And then a promoter has to put, you know, a huge amount of money on the line. And if he doesn't sell tickets or doesn't think he can sell tickets, you know, he's not going to take a chance on booking it because he could potentially lose a lot of money. So it's really difficult. You know, that's why we try to get in there doing other things. Maybe, you know, a lot of times we'll go into a new market playing like a festival, and that helps out because then it's not about – you know, having to draw that many people on your own, you know what I mean? You go in with a bunch of people. So hopefully someday I can get there, you know, if you have like a jazz fest or something like that.
Right.
So otherwise, I mean, the closest I'll be there this fall will probably either – is Harrisburg close or no?
It's not too close, but at least it's in the state.
Right. Yeah, it's either Harrisburg or Philadelphia. Those two, so
that sounds
sorry about
good.
That.
Well, that sounds good. Thanks for talking to me.
Oh, no problem.
I love your music.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks for calling, Darren.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, let's get back to some music. I can't wait. All right. I think I'm going to just go ahead and play two songs in a row.
Ooh.
So it's time. It will be the next song I play, and then Out on the Floor. I know. I love Out on the Floor.
Two dance numbers.
Yes. All right. This will give you time, Brian, to go refresh your drink. And everybody else, you can go refresh your drink, okay?
And crank it. Crank it.
There you go. Crank it. All right. First up.
Turn it up.
First up is It's Time, and then after that will be Out on the Floor. That was Out on the Floor with Brian McKnight. And before that was It's Time from Brian Culberson's brand new CD 12. It will drop tomorrow and it will be available everywhere. But you can still pre-order it tonight at the $9.99 price, which expires at midnight on his website, BrianCulberson.com. B, you still with us?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Nah.
I don't know about the rest of them in the chat room. I think they're gone.
Uh-oh.
I think the BC teenies have done it for them.
Uh-oh.
Okay, I have another phone call. Then I have a question for you about your photo shoot.
Okay.
Area code 310, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
It's Tamara again. Hey, B.
Hey,
okay.
Tamara.
Hi, Tamara.
Okay, I thought of a question this time.
So, okay.
And maybe Lily is on the chat room still, and she can hear this too. Are you doing a meet and greet for the Temecula show next Sunday?
Yes, I will after the show.
Excellent. Because I'm hoping this time, being I think the fourth or fifth time, I'll get to meet you, that you'll actually know who I am this time.
Oh,
so that's
of course. Well,
right.
You know, sometimes it's hard after the shows. It's like we go from city to city to city, and then there's like, you know, 200-300 people in line. It's
right,
like,
exactly.
Kind of nuts, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, hi.
but keep smiling, and that's what's great.
Oh, yes.
So thank you. We appreciate it.
Of course. So, yeah, I'll see you Sunday.
I'll be there.
You got braids?
Yes, actually, I have braids again.
Oh, okay.
So you can remember that.
Nice. All right, I'll see you there.
See you there.
All right.
Cool. All right.
Thank you. Okay, Brian.
Yeah.
The camera absolutely loves you. And
oh,
I'm telling you, you take some of the sexiest pictures.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
Look out.
I'm sorry. I just have to put it out there. It's the BC Teenies talking, but you take some of the sexiest pictures. Have you ever thought about being a model?
Never thought about it.
Oh, my gosh.
That's too much work.
But you make it look so easy. You make
I don't
it
like
look
doing
so
photo
easy.
Shoots. It's like a long day, and it's like, you do this, and the primp of that, and you got to put this outfit on, and then, okay, this goes over there, and oh, hold your arm there, and it's like, you know, you got to do them, and I, you know, it's cool, it's fun, but I'd rather be in the studio or on the road. No offense to models out there in the world.
Okay. Well, I just have to say that.
Although I did do a photo shoot for modeling the privacy jeans. I did do that.
Yes, you did. Yes,
yeah.
You did. Mm-hmm.
So maybe I'll do more for them.
Okay.
That's okay with me.
Okay. All right. Now, on my Jazz Queen show, I did a tribute show to you this past Friday.
Oh, okay.
I featured one of my favorite CDs, which is Secrets. The other one is on tonight, but I featured Secrets in the first hour. And then in the second hour, I just kind of mixed it up with music from your other CDs.
Mm-hmm.
But a question came up in the chat room about your hands. Are they insured?
No.
Wow. Really?
your
label? Or even yourself? You have not insured your hands?
You know, we inquired about that, and it's like, it's crazy. It's like, they'd be like, yeah, we can insure it for like, you know, 20 grand or something. I'm like,
oh my gosh.
It's like silly. It doesn't even make sense. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to just be careful. I don't lift anything crazy heavy. You know, I get a roadie or something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't put together things. You know, I'm not the guy around the house that'll I'm not the fix-it man. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm not going to go hang the mirror. It's called all right, let's call a guy in to do that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be, we get a flat tire, I'm calling the SOS button in my car. I'm not trying to get out there.
Okay.
You got to be careful. You know what I mean? I'm not going skiing. You know, you heard what happened to Michael Linkton.
No.
He went skiing and fell and completely severed his thumb.
Oh, no.
From one of his hands. I mean, it was repaired, but he can't really move it like normal anymore, you know. But thankfully for him, it's the thumb that, you know, the sax rests on, so it's, you know, it's not that big a deal.
Mm-hmm.
But, for me, that would not have been good.
Mm.
So I'm just careful.
Okay. All right.
There you go.
Okay. All right.
How about
we have
that?
A phone call. Area code 631. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hi, it's Janine.
Hey, Janine.
Hi, Janine.
Hi, guys.
What's happening?
Oh, nothing much. I'm sorry. I feel bad because I'm like interjecting between the music, but I just wanted
all
to
good.
Say. It kind of hit me. I was thinking about Stephen King. Before he became such a huge author, he used to have little book signings in small areas. And as he became more popular, that little area became an auditorium, and then he stopped doing it because there were too many people. Do you ever think that, you know, it might come to the point where the meet and greets won't be happening as often because you have so many fans now?
I hope not, because I love doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to ever say, or never say never, as they say, but I don't know. I guess it all depends on where we are and what happens, you know. Far as I'm concerned, I want to continue to do it as
mm-hmm.
much as I can. And, you know, sometimes it, you know, you can't do it. You know, if you're in just such a large venue and let's say you got to go somewhere and, you know,
yeah.
you can't always do it. You know, it's just impossible. But
mm-hmm.
Most of the time I really try to, and hopefully I'll be able to continue no matter what. So, hey.
Okay.
We'll see what happens.
Okay, cool. Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Thanks, Janine.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Up next, two more songs. We're going to go with Waiting for You. And I have to ask you, what was the inspiration behind Stay With It?
Stay With It? That's how you got to say it, by the way.
Stay With It!
Stay With It. Stay With It.
Stay With It!
Yeah, the inspiration is... actually, a longtime collaborator, this guy that I work with, Steve Liu, we got together and we both decided that day we were going to write just really some nasty funk that day. I don't know why. We were just both feeling it. So after we kind of wrote this song, it became very obvious to me that it needed to be called Stay With It. And the story behind that is I actually tell this on one of my podcasts about that song too, but I'll tell you here as well. In my band, Chris Mescal, who's from Chicago, he, whenever we're hanging out, like in a lobby or an airport or a restaurant or wherever on the road, and we'll just be all just hanging out, you know, talking about stuff, whatever. If, you know, we'll be people watching too. So if somebody like drops something or trips or, I don't know, anything funny, he'll always interject, stay with it. And it's one of those things where you got to be there when it happens.
Okay.
I'm telling you, it's hilarious.
Okay.
I don't know why. It is freaking hilarious. Yeah, so next time you're hanging out with a bunch of people, maybe have a martini or something, and something, you know, funny happens or something, just say, oh, stay with it.
Stay with it. Okay.
I don't know why. That song just seemed fitting for that kind of moment. So there you have it.
Okay, well, we're going to first start off with Waiting for You, and then after that is Stay with It. Stay with it.
Stay with it.
All right. That was
Stay with it. Everybody, stay with it.
Before that was Waiting For You. And let me tell you, Brian, they're saying in the chat room that you need to do this in at your shows. Stay with it. You need to do this at your shows.
Oh, it'll get in there. Don't you worry.
All right.
It will sneak its way in. Yes, it will.
All righty. Muse wants you to come on once a week.
Who's that?
Muse. She wants you to come on once a week. All right.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I scheduled the show for an hour and a half. I could have scheduled it for 2 hours. We have 9 minutes left. I'm going to take this last phone call. Area code 702. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, Brian, I just want to personally thank you for the CD that I won. This is Tracy from Vegas.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Awesome.
Thank you. And I ordered a T-shirt, too, so I received that in the mail, too. I just want to thank you very much.
That's cool.
And your music is beautiful. Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
me and my boyfriend jam to the tunes every morning when we wake up to go to work.
Awesome. I appreciate
thank you.
That.
Just appreciation, that's all. Thank you.
Oh, well, cool. And I guess I'll be seeing you in August, eh?
Yes. Thank you so much. And
keep
it up.
Cool.
Thank you.
Thank you,
okay,
Tracy.
Bye.
Thank you, Tracy. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, one more phone call. Area code 901. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. You have 8 minutes.
Hi. My name is Lois. I'm calling from Memphis, Tennessee.
Hello.
I usually see Brian Culberson every year at the Seabreeze Jazz Fest, and I missed him this year. Will you be there next year?
I don't know. It depends on if they call me to come or not.
Oh,
it's up to them.
Okay, I know you're usually there every year.
Yeah, well, tell them to call me.
I will.
Yeah, they.
Wow,
for some reason, they stopped calling me over the last 2 years. So I think maybe they switch things up. You know how they do.
Yeah.
But I'd love to be back, so hopefully I'll get back there.
Okay.
So, but I hope to make it to Memphis this year. I'm trying to do a bunch of other cities that I've never done before this year. So
I would love to have you in Memphis.
I'm doing my hardest to get to lots of other places, new places. And, you know, if you're following me on my website or Twitter or whatever, I'll be posting as soon as new dates get added. So definitely check back, and hopefully I'll see you there, okay?
Sure. Well, how can we get you here in Memphis? How?
That is a good question, isn't it? I mean, unless there's like a big event, like a festival or something, you know, where you can put your request into somebody. Otherwise, I mean, that's one way of doing it. Otherwise,
you
know.
Ask them the club owners.
What's
that? Ask them the club owners. If it's a big night venue out there that has enough space, ask them the club owners, would they be willing to bring Brian in?
Right.
Yeah, some of the club owners, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, hopefully I'll make it through there. It's just trying to get, like I said earlier on the show, it's trying to get a certain promoter in a certain area that I haven't been before to kind of take a chance on what we call a new market, you know, performance-wise, because I've never played there in Memphis before, you know. So there's no, like, you know, there's, no, like, no track record.
Mm-hmm.
So the promoter's like, okay, well, I wonder how many tickets you're going to sell that. You know what I'm saying? So it's hard to gauge that kind of stuff, and it's all a numbers game. You know, it gets kind of tricky, but I don't want to bore you guys with that stuff. But
you're not boring me. I'm gonna see what I can do about it.
Well, I appreciate
I heard that. Lois.
Hopefully, I'll be making it there, and we'll hang out.
All right.
Lois. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling.
All right.
And you know, I want to kind of continue on our conversation that we had at Burt's that was being taped about your use of vlogs and the websites and Twitter things like that. I'd like to. The way that you're building your brand, and like the young lady said with the CD trivia contest, the T-shirts and selling, did you guys all sit down and plan all these things out? I know you did do the T-shirts when you planned out the T-shirts and everything, But everything else, as far as the tour and all that, did you guys really sit down and go over that and plan this kind of marketing strategy?
I mean, it's sort of evolved into what it is now. You know, about a year or so ago, I kind of signed up for everything. And I was like, okay, let me check out this Twitter thing. Let me check out this Facebook thing. Everybody's talking about it. So I just started getting on there, and slowly I just got hooked. You know, it's just an amazing way to connect directly with everybody out there. And there's no other way to do that, you know. So then we started the video blogs on the YouTube channel. I've been doing Ustream live chats. I'm going to do another one tomorrow at 5 p.m. Live Ustream from my studio. I'm going to play a bunch of songs live on my piano, so tune in for that. It'll be streaming live off my website. I think all this social media is really an amazing way, like I said, to connect to people and not have to, you know, just be, you know, behind this big giant wall, you know, like most artists seem to be. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's great.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Okay, Brian, we have 3 minutes left. I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for giving us the opportunity to talk to you again. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Any time, and I'm glad to be on here and share some stories and music and take some calls, and you know, I'm blessed.
The CD drops tomorrow. It is called 12. It will be available where, Brian?
It'll be, you know, besides my website, it'll be on iTunes, Amazon, Best Buy, Borders, Barnes & Noble. It's going to be in select Walmart stores around the country. I mean, it's going to be all over the place.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you go to a store and it's not there, for some reason, it's not stocked on the shelf, go talk to the people. Say, hey, where's that record? The more people
exactly.
that talk about it, you know, the more they'll order in, and we'll just keep this thing snowballing. And, you know, let's hope big things happen. I'm very excited. You know, once again, I want to thank everybody out there for supporting this record. I really, really appreciate that. And, you know, it's because of all you guys out there that, you know, we do what we do. So love you all.
Thank you so much, Brian. I love you. I will see you on August 13th.
Ah.
I have a front row seat. I cannot
Ooh.
Wait.
I'll be at the Birchmere.
Oh, you'll be at the Birchmere. Okay.
Yeah, I'll be at the Birchmere, yeah. Either that or Ram's Head.
Hey, I'll be all over. So we'll see you there.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Pick up the CD tomorrow. It drops tomorrow. Everybody, pick it up, go to the website, and get it tomorrow. If you did not pre-order it, pick it up tomorrow. It is hot, hot, hot. Thank you so much, Brian.
Hot fire.
I love
it. Hot fire.
Hot fire.
Hot fire.
Ah, you're crazy. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you so much,
All right, Brian.
See you on the road, and I'll see you on
All
Ustream
right.
tomorrow, 5 p.m. Pacific time.
Okay.
You streaming live from my studio. I'll be playing lots of music, and I'll talk to you there. And I'm taking more questions via the chat room. So come on, tune in. We'll have some fun.
Coolness. All right. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank
you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you to all of the chatters and all of the callers. Thank you so much for calling in. I also want to thank John Schultz of Stiletto Entertainment and Lisa Taylor. Thank you so much. This has been such a great, oh, my God, I can't even begin to tell you guys what this means to me. Thank you so much for everyone for tuning in and doing the BC Teenies. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, we have 29 seconds left. So, Mike, I'm going to say goodnight to you. And you have been listening to.
I was going to say real fast. Let's remind everybody that coming up we have Mike Phillips coming up on the show, Georgia Duke, Gary Goin. We have a lot of artists coming on the show, so you guys keep supporting the jazz artists, independent and the major ones, and keep coming back to Talking Smooth Jazz every weekend, and we out here.
All right. You have been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, the Jazz Queen.
And Mike Phillips.
And we look forward to talking smooth jazz with you soon, next weekend. All right. Have a great day, everyone.